Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-hosts Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Walsh.
Brendan Walsh.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hey buddy.
One of our favorite comedians, good friend. Just, I see you on a
Neighbors.
Live. New father.
Neighbors.
New father. Uh-huh. I see you on a live show that we're at, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun.
It's going to be a fun
Green
show.
Room is just going to get silly. And this is kind of what this show is. I mean, we believe that the world's getting dumber. Do you agree?
100%.
I mean, yeah.
And you've brought life into that dumb world, so...
I can't believe you decided to bring life into this dumb world.
I try not to think about that. That's... it's hard to, I try not to think about like, yeah, what is it going to be like
in 20
years?
What did I just bring my daughter into? But the truth of the matter is, we can beat it, maybe. No,
okay.
We can't.
I mean, it's good to maintain a positive attitude.
I guess so. I guess that on a positive day, I'm like, we can beat it. Here's what I do know. We do have one arrow in our quiver, and that is the arrow of comedy. Mm-hmm. So we get dumb stories sent to mm-hmm. us by our wonderful fans and Daniel Van Kirk, who is here. Hi, Dan.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Dan.
He breaks down the stories. We have not seen him. You haven't heard him.
No.
We haven't heard him. Let's get into our mini story for the day, and then we'll talk about a great little tour you're on at the end.
All right? Yeah. Here we are. Ready?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sent in by Tim E. at Timothy I.
E-Y-E.
Yep.
There you go.
Well played. _ limited.
LTD. He sent before.
Yeah, yes. He sent in.
By the way, I love that I assume that it's a he. On the internet, you have to just assume it's like it's something else.
They, yeah
I don't. Go. I think they did away with he and she, actually.
Right. The internet is just
I'm
always a 49-year-old man.
Right, I will gladly address any person how they would like to be personally
Timothy
addressed.
I yeah. could be a pansexual pagan.
Yeah.
Sure. Please. And go for it.
I say yeah.
You know what? It's healthy.
As long as you keep sending stories in, do
we
what
don't
you
care.
Like.
It's healthy to maintain a positive attitude.
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite thing. All right. A woman stole a front end loader. You guys know what that is?
I do not want to know what a front end loader is.
That's like a crane kind of scoop.
Oh, you would like scoop up gravel or dirt with it. It has like a big bucket in the front.
I've seen a million of these.
Front end loader. And drove it across town. Waving? You hope she's waving, right?
Yeah.
It's a one-person parade. Do you think that started out with this? You're not going to do it.
Shut up, Kelly.
Oh, yes,
you
I
don't
will.
Have
Kelly,
the
I understand.
You don't have the tits.
You're okay. Right. I do have the... Is that what women say to each other?
You don't I don't
have
know.
The
tits. I thought of that.
You don't have
the... You don't have the ovaries
I'd say
to
that
pull
to
that
anybody.
Off.
You don't have the tits. That'd be great to say to anybody.
You don't have the tits to pull this
Because also
off.
There's the slang of like, that's the tits. Like when you say something's great, so you don't have the tits.
It's the tits.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the tits to pull this
I
off.
I hope she was like, I can steal a front end loader, and somebody's like, Kelly, it's healthy to maintain a positive attitude.
Kelly's like a perfect drunk girl name, too.
Yeah. Kelly! Yeah.
Because you can.
Let's go karaoke, then we'll steal a front loader.
Kelly's great for being drunk because you can make it a one syllable word or a two syllable word.
Kelly! Kelly!
Kelly!
What? Wait! She always says what. She doesn't say what. She makes that two syllables.
Yeah.
Wait.
A woman stole a front end loader and drove it across town. What if she didn't even need to go across town? She's like, I'm doing laps.
I'm going all the way across town. And then I'm going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Before using the excavating vehicle with a bucket to bust through a fence and climb into her apartment. There's one more level of greatness to this. Where she picked up a shirt. She had been driving the big rig topless the whole time.
She does have the tits to
She's
do
living her best
wow.
life.
I love that at some point when
she... Wait,
what's
her name, Kelly?
So here's my deal. Okay, so woman steals front loader, drives it across town. Okay,
that in itself is enough.
Drives across town, is topless, and at some point says, you know what? I should probably put a shirt on.
Yeah.
Like, at some point...
This situation deserves decorum.
It's time we stop fucking around here.
Also,
isn't a bra kind of a front loader, too?
That's Sklar Brothers.
No, that was Brendan Wallace.
I know.
You're going to get us the credit?
I want to get credit.
That was a great joke.
Credit. You'll have to get credit or me too'd for it. We can't. We'll have to wait.
Either way, we'll get recognized.
They don't say, but I need to know the scenario that she ended up. Obviously, she wasn't at her house. She was somewhere near a front loader and found herself needing a shirt or just wanting
to get one. If you are going to steal a front loader and you are a woman, if you do it topless, a lot of dudes are not going to stop you.
But this is probably middle of night.
You're
just saying at
Cop.
Any point.
Does it say how old she is, though, too? Because that has a lot to do with...
Well, are we going to play that game at the end?
We're going to play that game at the end. So keep that in your hat, Brendan.
But my question is this: you know, if you're a cop and you're sitting on the side of the road and this thing rolls by with the topless woman, and
I'm not a cop, by the way, for everybody.
I'm not an undercover cop.
You have to say if we create like an analogy or a story where you might be, you have to say if you are or not.
You have good in it. Not a cop. They would probably not pull her over. They would give her a police escort. Right. If you know what I'm saying.
Come on.
Listen to me. If a front loader is moving after the hours of darkness, something is wrong.
So,
and it's going across town. It's not operated by.
Right.
Can you get a DUI from driving a front loader?
Of course.
Driving anything, I think.
Yeah.
Can't you get it on a bike?
Yes.
Brendan, how about Miss Daisy?
How about driving me crazy?
Yes. Quote, we can't make this stuff up, Lieutenant Doug Otto of the Great Falls Police Department said.
You can. You totally can make anything up.
I hate that saying, too. I can make anything up.
Yeah.
A baby just farted on the moon.
What? I can't make this up.
We can't make this up.
Guys, I made it up.
No, let me check.
The Russians stole our election. I can't make this up.
You can't.
I can't make
it up. You could.
It's easy to make up.
Cops are like, we can't. Also, I'm like, you're a lieutenant. How long have you been around? You can't make this up.
You've seen this before.
It's just a shirtless person stealing a vehicle. You can't make that up.
Just type up a bunch of letters, put them in a fishbowl, pull them out.
You made it up.
Yeah, that's such an attack on your own imagination.
Police say that Heather Houston, that's her name.
Nice.
Double H is getting fucking drunk tonight.
You know what size my tits are? Double H.
Double H.
Where do you guys think Great Falls is?
Idaho.
Oh,
look at you guys. You're
Great
on
Falls,
it.
Great Falls, Idaho.
Police say that Heather Houston stole the front end loader Sunday morning, which I'm guessing is around 2:30.
Yeah. 2:30 in the
10
morning.
10 a.m. Like church service
this
time.
This is like.
Wait, what time?
Sunday morning.
So we're going to assume middle of the night.
So we're going to say that was Saturday night.
Maybe she was on her way to the dentist.
Yeah. Police say,
I make that joke every day, sometimes twice a day.
I think that might be why you're not working enough.
She stole a front end loader Sunday morning from a business at 3120 Rainbow Dam Road.
Add that to the walking tour and the guy we just met in Chicago. Thank you.
Put the
damaging a fence and a pickup in the process. Mm-hmm. She then drove it to Fox Hollow Apartments at 1700 Street Southwest. So we're getting all the places.
Fox Hollow Apartments.
I swear to God, if you were like, can you guess what the name of her apartments are? One of my guesses would have been Fox Hollow.
Would have been Fox Hollow or Willow Run
or Whispering Hills.
I might end up at the Fox Hollow in about 2 weeks. Or one week.
That's the Fox Hole.
I always find
that Fox Tail.
Sorry.
Fox
Hole.
The trashier apartment complexes always have names like The Royal.
The Royal Wonderland.
Cambridge Arms.
Yeah, exactly.
Canterbury
Gates. And it's just like old
Gates.
Air conditioners like hanging out on balconies.
Right. Listen. You know, Fox Hollow is the type of place that if people are looking to get an apartment and someone asks, are you married? They say yes. And they're like, we cannot rent this to you.
No.
Right.
Fox Hollow, you're
need
either like,
to be divorced.
Just out of a relationship.
You need to be
they're
divorced.
They're like, listen, Heather Houston lives here. Okay.
all of the apartments are carpeted, including the bathroom.
Everything.
Remember that? What was the thing it used to be, right? People would carpet their bathrooms.
It is the weirdest. Just you still bump into that every now and then.
To seal the smell in.
You roll into an old bar in Illinois, you carpeted bar.
Yeah.
That's always, I'm like,
the
what?
Dumbest idea.
No. I'm not going to say it because I can't have this on my conscience. They go as far to say she then drove it to Fox Hollow Apartments at 1700 Street Southwest, where she lives in unit, and then they give the unit number. Why is that pertinent to this article?
Because they're like, please harass her. Great Falls.
To me, can we have can we stop with the front loading shaming?
Like, you know, guys, it's like a new form of Tinder
called violating. Quote, the word was she was topless, said Otto, referring to the officer's notes of the incident. Mm-hmm. At the apartment complex, she lifted the bucket of the front end loader to an upper level apartment.
I just love that she knows how to operate this.
She's fucking crushing.
She knows what's
up. This is like if she stole an elephant and then walked up the trunk to her apartment.
That's literally what
she did.
What
she's doing.
She lifted the bucket and using its arm and then climbed the bucket to get inside where she retrieved a shirt. So imagine it's 2:30 in the morning and you just start hearing.
It's 2:30 in the morning. You're at the dentist.
Yes. Stop it.
Yes, and you're laying there like,
what is going on
outside? You check. You check.
Meanwhile, Heather
is like,
I saw
Heather climbing up the arm of a front loader.
Heather is like telling it to shush. You know what I mean? She's like, shh.
Fronty, shh. Quiet, Fronty.
Does it say how she did she then go down the stairs and get back in the front loader, or did she climb back down the arm?
She definitely climbed back down the arm. She has to get back in the bucket, then shimmy down the arm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See, and I would take the stairs on the way back.
Yeah, but you're a sensible dude.
Right.
You're not double H.
That's where my sensibility kicks in.
You're BW, not double H.
Police, although they wrote in this article, Polie, P-O-L-I-E, no C.
It's all misspellings. That's another thing. You notice that everything you read, it doesn't matter if it's Time, CNN, NBC.
Tons of misspellings.
Nobody proofreads.
They arrested Houston for felony criminal mischief and criminal endangerment. The Cascade County Sheriff's Office is also investigating Houston for felony theft and felony criminal mischief portion of the incident that occurred on Rainbow Dam Road.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little bit more fun.
Houston, we have a problem.
I know.
There you go. Took too long.
Sorry, I can't believe it took us this long to get there.
So here's a photo of the next day of somebody who lives in the apartment next to her of just the arm, like upright. I mean, she brought it right up to she tucked it in next to the building.
That's for real.
So she knows what she's doing.
I give her credit for being able to.
Is there
to
a photo of Heather?
No.
I don't
look at the damage she did to this.
She did
to Fox Hollow. She's just going up and through.
And for the record, Fox Hollow looks exactly like I thought it would.
Yeah.
It's like the definition of a townhome. A lot of brown, a lot of brick.
Okay. The neighbor who took these photos,
Pheasant Run. That's another place.
Also chimed in on Facebook.
Is Danny Dallas.
I wish.
That's a rule if you live there.
You got the last name of a city in Texas.
And your first name has to start with the same letter.
You better be Dave San Antonio. Or
how you doing? I'm Mike Plano.
Mike Plano. I'm Phil Austin. I just came by to see what you guys are up to. Hey, where's Dave El Paso? I did two days.
Oh, guys, they have to start with the same letter. Yeah. You're not adhering to that.
Eddie El Paso.
Paul Plano. Damn good.
Larry Laredo here to check in and see what's going on.
You could just go Sam Antonio. That he can live there.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Gary Galveston.
I'm Clyde Cut and Shoot. It's good to meet you guys.
Andy Amarillo.
Andy Amarillo. Just Cut and Shoot, a small little town outside of Houston.
Terry Texarkana.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. I want to go deep. Like, part of me wants to derail this whole show.
Pull up a map of Texas. And a list of names.
South Padre. Good to meet you.
Penny Pearland.
Gary Galveston.
I said Gary Galveston.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Come on, Dan. Listen.
I'm trying to also do the story.
All right, please do it.
Okay. Not adhering to this rule that we've created, the Facebook friend and neighbor is Molly Broxholm. And she wrote, this is what she wrote after putting these photos online. Oh, how I cherish my mornings to sleep in. LOL, just kidding. All exclamation. So she's pissed.
Yeah.
Got woken up to our topless, that's all caps, upstairs neighbor driving an excavator into the building. Woke up to the sound of crunching, thinking someone was doing yard work until we hear people yelling, which means there's other people in
Get out of there!
Get Heather! We're trying to sleep.
Stop.
Get a shirt,
Heather.
It could be people yelling like, "Yeah, go get Heather!" It. Like you a bunch of people
up,
that
climb
follow
up it.
Her.
Heather. Oh, they're just part of the parade. They're throwing Tootsie Rolls to people that are asleep.
Heather.
The sound of crunching, thinking someone was doing yard work until we hear people yelling, looked out the window and saw this. Those are the pictures that you can see on the Dumb People
Amazing
Town
pictures.
Page. And smashing its way in the fence. She then proceeded to climb into her window above us and get close. You heard it first, folks. There should be a here in there.
Yeah.
You heard it first, folks. Here at Molly News Now. PSA, don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah.
She's way into it. She loves this person
more than Heather Houston.
Yeah, she's
I don't
a
even know
Facebook
if I hate
lady.
Heather Houston. Well, I don't like that she stole and crashed and
Nor
stuff.
Nor do I.
But I love her. She really leaned in on the night.
First of all, her knowledge of using a front loader is amazing.
It is unbelievable.
I'm going to ask you guys now, how old is Heather Houston?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age, guess the age.
I'm gonna.
There's one thing first. Brendan is not waiting.
She
for
definitely
anybody.
Smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Eve Menthol's 100s.
Yep.
Heather, you know what?
Soft
I'm
pat.
Gonna.
I you can wait,
she's
by the way.
She's not
you can
as
go
young
third.
As she should be. You can well, I have an age in my head.
Okay. Let's, do it.
What's
do
coming
it.
Up for you? I was going to say 38.
Okay. Good. Jay?
26.
26 from Jason Sklar.
49. I don't know why. It just came to me. It's like, she thinks next year she is going to die.
See, it's funny. With the age, depending on her age, really denotes how you feel about her demeanor. Like, if she's 49, you're like, she was pissed driving that front loader.
I just think
if she's 26, 49, you're like, she don't give a shit.
49, she just became a great grandma.
Yep.
Yep.
Jason.
She's like, I'm still young.
All right, you ready for this? Townies, get your answers
What'd
in wherever you,
say?
You may be.
38. 49, and Jay said 26. So she had a kid when she was 16, that kid had a kid when she was 16, and that kid had a kid when she was 16. Great grandma.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And a great grandma.
She's a great grandma. How fun is she? Kids, who wants to ride on the forklift?
Kids love shit like that.
Little boys.
Yeah.
She's like a female
and
Bob.
And woke girls.
She's like
woke
a female
girls.
Bob My the daughter. Builder.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Heather Houston, who needed a shirt and got it in the coolest way possible.
Yeah.
Is, get your answers in now, Tommy.
Shout at your earbuds.
Is 34 years old.
Oh, nice.
Yes, well
so
done.
So she is 1 year away from dying.
or running for president.
Or a great-grandma.
Knowing how to drive it,
She had to be a little older.
I figured she had to be over 30.
Or dated somebody in construction, or she herself is in construction. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's true. You don't know what's going on.
You have to have a job like that. Wow.
Yes.
So in jail, what do they say? What
they
bail
just
was
said
set
she's
at?
Been charged, and they might charge her with more stuff. That's all
you
I
never
got.
Know. Is that it?
Guys, that's all you need
she's
from here
probably
at Molly News Now.
Molly News Now. I'm going to get all my news from Molly News Now. Yeah. What does Molly News Now have to say about Helsinki?
That's a good idea for like a news network, but everybody's on the drug Molly.
Yeah.
It'd be like super positive news, even
guys,
if they're reporting like
there's a lot of stuff going on right now,
kids
but
got killed,
I feel
but...
great.
I'm serious. Let's we can edit it out. Some comics need to do some YouTube show where they cover the news
on
completely
Molly.
Inebriated
on Molly. Yeah. Oh my God.
Good
that
idea.
Would be incredible. It's
I like, you know, I like Molly.
Drug news.
All drug news. Yeah, just everybody's like, how's it going, man? Yeah. I, dude, I Can you believe this news? I mean, I can't believe I'm reporting it right now.
What's insane is that we're going to do this whole news report, like a 30-minute show in like 11 minutes.
Let's do it. Okay? Let's do, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's do this.
Weed guy does the weather.
Yeah, 100%. It's going to be nice, man.
Like, guys, okay, we'll get back to him.
It kind of doesn't matter what it's going to be. Yeah.
Dude, who's ever on Coke does like business news. Yeah. Guys, things are moving right now. Just bring in
the
Kramer,
market
dude.
Is crazy.
And he's not on drugs. What's his name?
Jim Cramer. Mad Money. Mad Money with Jim Cramer. Yeah. Mad Money.
I love it. Brendan Walsh, you will be
on tour
starting the 8th of August.
August 8th in the Bay Area of California.
Nice. Where are you going to be?
Starts in Santa Cruz, I think. It's like Santa Cruz, all the major places in the Bay Area. Santa Cruz, Oakland, San Francisco. Nice. And then we have, there's a place called Rohnert Park and then Santa Rosa.
Nice.
Which are like a little more off the beaten path.
I love it.
Devil's Canyon Brewery, I think, is in Santa Rosa. And, great. Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park. But get the...
where can people see and get tickets?
On my website, Brendan Walsh, BrendanWalsh.com. And then all the ticket links are there. And if you get the tickets in advance, they're like, you save money.
Great.
We made them cheap.
Are you around? Tickets. Are you at the Petaluma Comedy Festival or no? That's because we'll be there doing a live Dumb People Town on August 17th. It's kind of right in that path there.
No.
All right. So go see him in the Bay Area and then come see us.
Yeah.
If you're in the Bay, there you go. So go to BrendanWalsh.com. And check it out. And there you go. How about that for a mini?
There's a mini.
Oh, shit. We got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Stick around. Make a sound. Hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.